Thursday night football, Patriots at Steelers. The lowest over-under in the NFL in 18 years. Who's excited for some defensive football? And speaking of defense, we had a play last night you do not see often. Blocking a shot with your shoe. Legal or illegal? Take a guess. I say again, Patriots at Steelers is the Thursday night football matchup. Yes, the lowest over-under in the NFL since 2005. 30.5 points. If there's a game that can get you 0.5 points, maybe it's this game. See if you can push that. Bailey Zappe versus Mitchell Trubisky. Lindsay, Theory, around the horn to you. I'm gauging your excitement for this defensive battle slash offensive slog. What are you watching for tonight?
Mitchell Trubisky versus Bailey Zappe. What more could you ask for on a Thursday night? That's sarcasm, Tony, just to make that very, very clear. Look, the NFL has done everything in its power to make this an offensive game, and yet these two teams could not produce an offense if their life depended on it, and we're going to see that tonight. I'm not excited for it. And here's the thing. They both do have a great defense, but defense is only fun to watch if you're going against a great offense that you have to stop. Obviously, neither of these teams have that. The Steelers have averaged 16 points this season. They've scored only 26 points in the two games since firing offensive coordinator Matt Canada. That was supposed to get fixed. That's not going anywhere great. The Patriots have scored only 13 points in their last three games. Like, can my eyeballs scream mercy? And the game hasn't even started.
Okay, so I can't even tempt you to get in for a defensive fest tonight. Woody Page, you've seen a whole lot of football in your life. You've seen enjoyed games maybe that are 10 to 9. So could we get that tonight?
Yes. Lindsay's taking such a negative attitude about this game. It's going to be a close game if you look at the numbers, and I'm going to say that it's going to go over because these teams both give up 21 points a game. New England, as you point out, Lindsay, scores about 12 points a game, 12.3, and the Steelers are doing 16. So if you rattle the numbers, you'll find out they're going to go over 30 points in the game, and it's going to be a close game within 4 points. So I'm looking forward to both defenses. I grew up in the South with the Southeastern Conference where games were always 3-0 or 6-3, and I still enjoy watching a defensive performance, and that's exactly what we're going to see. When you put two bad teams that are so terrible together, they're going to give you a game.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. Did you say you're taking the over? Okay, I got you on that. Harry Lyles Jr., more on what to watch for tonight when you have this immovable object and this irresistible force of these two offenses.
Yeah, I mean, how much of a defensive battle is it if there's no offenses to defend, right? I mean, like, let's be honest here. Like, this is my first Thursday that I've had off since August, and this is about the best that we can do Thursday night football-wise. Like, this is my option. Like, it's not great, right? But look, the Patriots have scored 0, 6, and 7 points their last three games. The Patriots are a very good run defense going up against a Steelers team that is going to need to run the ball tonight in order to have success. This is going to be an ugly, ugly game. I know for me, I'm probably going to get some laundry done while watching.
All right. Everybody's got jokes. I get you. The Pittsburgh Steelers are currently a playoff team in the American Football Conference, Frank Isola. What to watch for tonight?
Yeah, Al Michaels, who once called the Miracle on Ice, is over the moon tonight that he's doing this game. But everyone's talking about low scoring. The weather tonight is going to be pretty good in Pittsburgh. That lends itself to maybe both of these teams scoring. Now, New England always beats Pittsburgh under Bill Belichick. Punting, field goal kicking will be at a premium. But I would say watch for this tonight. You watch the way the Pittsburgh Steelers, the players in that locker room, remember they all supposedly wanted Matt Canada out. Once we change offensive coordinators, it's put up or shut up time for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. They need the game more. That's why I think it'll be a close game. Over 30 points.
You've got the over as well. Well, it should be said. I said it's been 18 years. One of the games that had the over-under at this level 18 years ago was a playoff game between the Panthers and Bears that went way over. It was 29-21. A DeLome-Grossman classic. Lindsay Theory, who you got tonight in this matchup?
despite the anemic offense, all the Steelers do is win, so I'm going to have to go with the Steelers.
And Woody?
Oh, absolutely, the Steelers. The Patriots are going to be eliminated tonight.
And Harry Lyles Jr.?
I'm going to go Steelers as well.
And Frank Isola, you were definitely telling us.
The sky is falling. No, the sky's falling on New England. I think they're going to pull an upset.
Oh, you've got.
By this much.
You've got Pitt. You have New England. All right, we'll move on. Soto to the Yankees. It's official. Mike King and Johnny Brito have had success in the majors. And Drew Thorpe, he wasn't just the Yankee minor league pitcher of the year. He was all of baseball's minor league pitcher of the year. That's what's going to San Diego. But the headline is, does this make the Yankees the Yankees again? Last night, before it was officially official, the team posted John Soto to the Yankees, which is an accidental typo. No, it's not an accidental typo. It's a purposeful typo, harkening back to a joke from last year. So it had their fans celebrating that and laughing at that, which is maybe to say the Yankees are back to being the Yankees in their splashy moves, pomposity. Soto, the ball player, career numbers at 25 are enormous. Who wouldn't want that? But does this move the Yankees up in the division and league? Frank Isola, I go to you for New York and for splashy move and for pomposity. Does this make the Yankees World Series favorites, contenders, or not even just that yet?
Oh, now I'm not going to call anybody a favorite, but they are certainly a contender. Come on, Tony, you start out in this business. You were up in the Bronx all the time. You know what this move means. It's a Yankee kind of move. It's a George Steinbrenner kind of move. Now, 6 years ago, they did the same thing. They got Giancarlo Stanton. He was injured. He strikes out a lot. This is different. This is a left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, which is what you need. Juan Soto does not strike out. He actually walks. He hits home runs in a tough park in San Diego. This is, to use a baseball term, an absolute home run for the Yankees, who not only, here's the problem, not only were they bad last season, they were kind of boring. This adds a lot of juice to the Bronx, and it makes the Yankees a lot better.
But you will not call them World Series favorites. Will you even call them American League East favorites?
I'm willing to do that. I think the problem with the expanded baseball playoffs, it's a crapshoot. The teams with the four best records didn't even make it to the championship series.
Well, I'm glad you're willing to do that, Frank Isola. Harry Lyles Jr., what are you willing to tell us? Do the Yankees just become favorites?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is a great move. It's the splash move that the Yankees always make, or at least the Yankees that we all grew up and know make. But this is still a team that hasn't been to a World Series in 14 years. The only longer stretch that they've gone without one is in the first 18 years of the franchise. So until they get back to that point, I'm not ready to say that the Yankees are fully back. But they did address a need, a very direct need that they had, which was getting somebody on base. This team was 27th last season in on-base percentage. You just got the guy who, among active players, has the best career on-base percentage. Frank mentioned that right field wall, third shortest from home plate to any wall in Major League Baseball. The fact that you've got now one of the best left-handed bats in the game to go after that wall is a great win for the Yankees. But again, you finished like, what, 19 and a half back, first place in your own division? Still got some work to do.
Woody Page.
Yes. Are the Yankees now the Yankees of old? No, they are the quasi-Yankees. That's what I'm calling them. They're not as strong as they've been. It's been 14 years since they've really been that relevant. Here's a point about Soto that I think everybody should be aware of. According to the analytics, based on his home runs last year, 26, that he would have had one less in Yankee Stadium because he sprays the ball around. He's not a pull hitter. He hits
that's
the
a good
all
point.
Field.
He did have 35 home runs last year, just to get the number right. But you're right. I've seen projections that would suggest, you know, the way he's a full ballpark hitter, maybe the boon that Harry and Frank were talking about isn't exactly there. But please, go on.
Yeah, I think the middle of the lineup is going to be incredible with him in second. Batting second, and you got Judge, and then you got Rizzo, and then you have Stanton there. But yet, once you get past that, that's going to fall off mightily. They still need a starting pitching staff in regard to the team. They've got one real quality starter. Yamamoto, let the good times roll. They got to sign him.
Meeting set for next week for the Yankees and the star pitcher from Japan. Lindsay, theory to you now. Did the Yankees just become World Series favorites?
not World Series favorites, but I know this, that baseball is so much more exciting when the Yankees, the team we love to hate, especially growing up in the Pacific Northwest, the team we love to hate, is relevant and good, and this puts them very much in the playoff hunt. The Yankees are known to go get the best talent. Usually it's by just forking over the big bills. This is obviously the big trade, but this outfield needed help in terms of just players who can hit the ball. They're averaging 220 batting average, lowest on-base percentage in MLB last season. Juan Soto immediately bolsters that group. He hit 275, as you mentioned, 35 home runs last year. So for me, this is not necessarily World Series-bound New York Yankees, but I love baseball when the Yankees are relevant and good.
Frank, I'll give you the last word.
You know, this philosophy that the Yankees had the last few years, it's like feast or famine. Everybody hit a home run. Everybody swing for the fences. Clearly didn't work. Yeah. Juan Soto, yes, he puts big numbers up, but the guy walks and he doesn't strike out, which is something that everyone on the Yankees, that was a major problem. And yes, they need better pitching to carry them through, but this is a huge move.
Okay.
The Yankees are
but
back.
It doesn't even get them the division. We saw Baltimore and how they came into prominence. And Tampa has had the Yankees number the last couple of years.
One hit wonder.
Taking a break right here. Buy or sell on the other side. We've got two incredibly long losing streaks in the NBA. Are the Sixers' 26-game losing streak in jeopardy? And do they pop champagne when someone breaks it or when someone doesn't break it? Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Golf news today, and can I be the one to admit, I thought this came from a time machine. I checked three times to see if I got the dateline right on this. John Rahm to Live Golf. Wall Street Journal broke the news today. Consider me a fool for thinking the deal was done between the PGA and Live Golf. That is not the case. So now we have some conflicting reports over the money for John Rahm. Mark Schlabaugh, ESPN, reporting it's north of $300 million. But how about this? Is the PGA once again in trouble? Is this Live PGA deal falling apart? It was never officially done. We are now clear on this. There's a deadline set for December 31. There have been congressional hearings, Department of Justice inquiries, major antitrust laws have been suggested. Are they threatened? What's the deal with that? So right now, we don't have a deal there, and we have the news today, Woody. Rahm to Live. Buy or sell the PGA in trouble again.
I'm buying the PGA and selling their immediate future because every move that's made seems to go in the direction of Live and not the PGA. I mean, Roy McIlroy backing off as being the spokesman against the Live golf tournaments. And now you got Rahm, who made $23 million this year. We're talking about him making the possibility of 10 to 12 times that much on the other tour. How many other players are now looking at what he's doing and Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson about making this move? And we don't know when it's ever going to be done, if it is going to be done, that there's a merger because of the problems in Congress. And we know how quickly Congress.
All right, I'm a little, you kind of lost me a couple different times there. But let me be honest. Did you know this deal wasn't done? Did you not think we got past this already?
December 31st was supposed to be the deadline.
And it's not done. John Rahm to Liv, Harry. How did it hit you?
I'm buying that this is another win for Liv. To Woody's point, every time we hear about this, it seems like it is in favor of Liv and against the PGA Tour. And this one might be the worst one. This is one of the best names that the PGA Tour had left. He won the Masters, so it's not like they can keep him out of the majors. He gets to play in those now because he won the Masters. So they also mentioned he's going to be recruiting guys into the Liv Tour. To me, this is just, again, another terrible, terrible step if you are the PGA Tour.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, and the idea, too, is that Rahm joining the LIV Tour will now put maybe pressure on the PGA Tour to get that deal done before that said December 31st deadline. For Rahm, it's great because, as Harry said, he gets to play in all the majors. That's not a problem. And here's a guy that had a great soundbite when he said it would take $400 million and I still wouldn't go to LIV.
Right.
Well, apparently
right.
Now it's even less than that. So he lowered his asking price and he went. And you know what? A lot of these athletes have done it. Ronaldo did it in soccer, Neymar. And guess what? If there was a viable baseball league and a football league there and basketball, some of the big stars here would probably take that crazy money that they're giving out.
Lindsay Theory.
I'm buying that this is a mess for the PGA because after Tiger and Rory, John Rahm is your most important guy, and now he is part of the LIV group. So if you're the PGA, before the 31st, you've got to get a deal done where you don't just lose these guys.
Do they have any leverage at this point, I guess, would be a follow-up question to that. Not that. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I don't think they have much leverage at all other than Tony, you got me stumped. I can't make an argument.
PGA,
they have no leverage.
You know, I'm not trying to stump you. I was the one who thought the deal was already done today, and I thought that we were already had already been past this. All right, we'll move on. Buy or sell two. Dueling losing streaks in the NBA. Pistons at 18 losses in a row, consecutively straight. Spurs at 15 defeats consecutively straight in a row. Almost last night for both. Detroit had a lead in the fourth on Memphis, but Desmond Bane went off for 49. Spurs, they were tied going into the fourth, but then Minnesota rolled them. All-time record in one season is 26 straight losses. Sixers and Cavs have that. Split over two seasons, it's 28 straight losses. That's the Philadelphia's all-time record. Frank, what you buy, what you sell from these losing streaks, and could the all-time record be in jeopardy here?
Yeah, it definitely could be. You know, part of me wants to boo the San Antonio Spurs. I don't want to upset, however, Greg Popovich. But if you're the Detroit Pistons, last time you're going up against Frank, Desmond Bane. That's the only guy in Memphis that could score. He scores 49 points, a 14-2 run at the start, killed you. But here's the thing with Detroit. You signed Monty Williams, the highest paid coach in league history. You don't do that to be a lottery team again. They were hoping to improve. And you look at Cunningham, Ivy, Doran, Thompson, all those young players. No one seems to be getting better. That's a mess right now in Detroit.
Ray Lyles Jr.
Yeah, Tony, I'm buying that if one of these teams is going to break the record, it's going to be the Pistons. Because if you're the Spurs, at least you got the baby goat in Wemby, right? You're going to break the streak at some point. But the Pistons just feel like such a mess to me because you did hire Monty Williams. He is known to be the culture builder for teams. He is known to develop young players, which they have a ton of them, and they're very talented. But there's no veterans on this team to help guide them. Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks are their two guys. And it's nothing against them. I just don't feel like they're the two that are going to help develop some of these much more skilled young players on their team.
Woody Page.
Obviously, the Pistons are on a record pace. Six of their next eight games are against teams that are probably going to be in the postseason and they can't even beat non-postseason teams. So I think that's going to happen. They've got 14 of their 17 players on the roster are 24 years or younger. They're not going to get any better this year, but they can learn under Monty Williams. And I think the best way to actually get through this is to give away tickets in Detroit, because otherwise,
I don't know about that. But could their spirit be crushed by being a team with this long of a losing streak? Lindsay Theory, I ask you.
I'm selling for the San Antonio Spurs that they should be concerned about reaching that losing streak, and I'm selling that they should be truly concerned about the long-term prospects of their team. They have Victor Wembanyama. What they need to do next year is go get him a point guard. You solve all the problems. They weren't supposed to go from zero to hero this year. The Pistons, on the other hand, they got to grow. Monty Williams has to make them stop turning the ball over. They ranked 29th in the league.
But does it surprise you San Antonio is worse this year with Wembanyama than they were even last year? With this record, when you have the record.
Because at least we're watching.
For the longest losing streak ever, do you pop champagne when somebody breaks it? Or do you Or do you not pop champagne when somebody breaks it? Because I'm confused. You pop it with, Do you want the record, though?
You want to be out of the record.
Theory. All right, let's do this next year's time today. Paige Isola, showdown next.
Oh, upset.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Woody Page, Frank Isola, I go to you for this first story.
That was a masterpiece of dog.
Here it is in literary form. The final score was 147-97, a 50-point loss for the Jazz. Woody, is it possible the Jazz coach got this right, or is Will Hardy a little too hard on his team?
Yeah, I might have said that the portrait of puppy poop instead of what he did say. But there are times in a season, having been around the game for 50 years, when no matter how you play, you're going to lose by 50 points and you just got to move on.
Okay, maybe. Frank, I still have a
year. Yeah, but not when you've had 3 days off like everybody else did. That is an awful loss. They were down 52 in this game. By the way, 3 days off, Luka Doncic, 29-point triple-double by halftime.
Yeah.
He was the opposite.
And he was mixing it up, and it was kind of, I mean, he refused to shake hands at one point. We'll give Isola the points. We'll move on. Showdown two. Check this out. Blocking a shot with your shoe. This was Rasheed Bello of the Purdue Fort Wayne Macedons. Frank, is it moving the game forward or setting it back?
Shoeless Dikembe Mutombo. I can't believe you're allowed to do this. I know Taj Gibson, the former NBA player right here from Brooklyn, once tried this, but this doesn't seem right that you're allowed to do that. It makes your hand actually longer.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Woody?
Frank, you don't understand. We're talking about the Indiana Shoesers there, and I think this advances the game. I once covered a game where a guy took his shoe off and threw it at a player.
Woody Page, just when I thought you were out. Woody is sitting on a milestone here, by the way. Just when I thought you were out, the Shoesers, Purdue Fort Wayne Shoesers, get you the point. And now this puts us in a moment of a trepidation here. This is your 666th career win, Woody. 666. Please proceed with caution in your face.
To quote Mick Jagger, allow me to introduce myself. Maybe you've guessed my name and the nature of my game, but I'm saluting today in honor of 666, Walter Big Train Johnson, in his career, storied career in the future and the past of baseball, started 666 games. You think he would have started one more game, but he only had 470 wins in his career. I've got 666.
I thought you were going to do a FaceTime on the Devils, the Jersey Devils or the Blue Devils.
New Jersey Devils, that's right.
If you guessed my name.
Or Man United, the Red Devils.
Congrats, Woody. I won't keep you here too long, I hope. 23-half-hour break.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.